Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I don't know how else to describe this beyond absolute annihilation. 34 pages of just brutal battery by a federal judge. I read every paragraph with delight. Mm-hmm. It is the ruling against the Biden vaccine mandate.
Yep.
And one of the clearest things in here that, you know, I've been seeing since the beginning of this, so plenty of other people, you don't even have to go to law school to know this. You just have to go through elementary school social studies, civics class, whatever they're calling it now. And the judge says, listen, the president does not have the power to order people to be fired at their jobs in a private sector. He doesn't. And the judge even goes on to say, look, this would have to be a law passed by Congress. And the judge says even then there's no constitutional authority for it. So basically, the judge is saying, look, even if Congress was to pass a vaccine mandate, odds are pretty strong that that would fall, too. It would be shot down by the courts as unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. And that was only the beginning of the bloodbath. It was great to see this in court because it was just for the first time, it was the debate we're not allowed to have. There's no social media censor to censor the data. To go, oh, no, can't say that, but wait, I have a peer-reviewed study, can't say it. You lost your account. And it was back, forth, back, forth, back, forth, the argument of on the shot, on the effectiveness, but most importantly, on the utility of it for stopping the spread of COVID. And what was the absolutely stunning in this is that the judge says again and again and again, I'm going to break it down. Again, I read every word, all 34 pages. When the plaintiffs, the people saying, no, I shouldn't lose my job for not getting the shot, the plaintiffs would say, look, this doesn't stop the spread. And they would list study after study after study after study after study. And the Biden administration, as the judge points out in here, and this is devastating, could not refute it with counter studies. Basically, the emperor has no scientific clothes. And this is just a sample of the absolute destruction. And what the judge is saying here is you couldn't answer the question, the basic science. You don't have it. Let me read part of it from the judge's 34-page ruling. The rejection of natural immunity as an alternative to vaccine mandates is puzzling, the judge writes. He says the CMS mandate stated, that's the OSHA mandate, while a significant number of healthcare staff have been infected with SARS-CoV-2, evidence indicates their infection-induced immunity, also called natural immunity, is not equivalent to receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. So the Biden administration comes in there and says, their natural immunity is not equivalent to the vaccine. And so the judge says, but you, even when I asked you, you could not provide scientific data to back that up. And the judge says, but the plaintiffs, the people suing here against the mandate, did. And the judge ticks off study after study after study after study from all over the world. From Israel, from California, from Pfizer itself, from Qatar. The largest study, Qatar, was a Cornell study. Cornell actually has a branch there, which tracked 927,321 individuals for 6 months and found that natural immunity was superior to the vaccine. And so the judge is saying, look, you couldn't refute this. You have no evidence. Here's what the judge writes. Plaintiff states, like the states that sued, assert those studies overwhelmingly conclude that natural immunity provides equivalent or greater protection against severe infection than immunity generated by the COVID-19 vaccines. And then goes on to say the government could not refute the case, or did not. They would not, because they can't. Judge writes this. I mean, this is, again, the kind of thing that at one point, maybe still, I don't know, will get you banned off social media or get you thrown in jail. The judge writes, if boosters are needed 6 months after being fully vaccinated, then how good are the COVID-19 vaccines and why is it necessary to mandate them? Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
Finally, a little bit of logic being applied to the situation and some science.
Yeah, but this is the argument I have wanted to see. I would love to see doctors and scientists and the world's best immunologists and everybody. This is a problem the world hasn't really faced in modern history when we've had vaccines. I'd love to see them all on YouTube debating each other and slapping each other around and even calling names, whatever you want to do. But have the debate. Why can't we just have a debate in this country?
When you actually have data to debate.
Yes.
But yet you want to keep stopping people from mentioning studies or data about actual circumstances where they can actually debate the issue.
And so that's what the judge is saying here. Why won't you accept natural immunity? You have no science on your side whatsoever.
That from day one has been my question. It's like, why is it you are requiring vaccination of someone who's already had a disease?
So what this judge is saying, when the Biden administration, when OSHA is given the opportunity to present the counterpoint, they didn't. They couldn't. They don't have a single study. Again, I mean, the emperor has no scientific clothes, no lab coat. There's nothing here. I mean,
it's buck naked
because this is a fad. This is a fad with the left. It's a fad with the federal government. It's a fad with the Democrats. That's what this is. And when it comes right down to it, science in with them. Here's the most devastating part at all is where the judge notes the Biden administration cannot show any evidence that the vaccine mandate, quote, even reduces transmission at all. That the vaccine mandate even reduces transmission at all. That's stunning. So you put this mandate in place and it has no effect. You can't even make the argument, or you didn't try, or both. This is why they didn't publish it for a long time, because they knew the second they did, they'd get sued. And they knew when they got sued, if they were actually forced to have a debate using actual data with no social media censor involved, they could not win. And they didn't. I love this ruling. It's just absolutely a thing of joy to me. I could spend all day on it. Because finally, the things you're not allowed to say. Here's another part of it. Additionally, the plaintiff states provided evidence in the declaration of Dr. Peter McCullough that COVID-19 vaccines do not prevent transmission of the disease among the vaccinated or mixed vaccinated unvaccinated populations, and that mandatory COVID-19 vaccines for hospitals do not increase safety for employees or hospital patients. Ouch. Vaccines do not prevent transmission. I mean, why are we even arguing this? I have played the audio from the head of the CDC over and over and over and over and over where she says it. They don't prevent transmission. I know. And yet you can't say it. They can say it and then deny it and then go do the next interview pretending they didn't just say it. And by the way, she only admitted that when she got cold busted by the Washington Post with their own internal documents saying that the transmission rates were roughly equal among the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. They're statistically insignificant. They get the unvaxxed spread it slightly less. It's like tiny bit less, but it was significantly insignificant. It was statistically insignificant. So, I mean, this has been out there. It's been out there for months. We've known it. We've played it. And to finally see them have to respond in writing on a field, on a turf, where Mark Zuckerberg and ex-Twitter CEO, I guess now, Jack Dorsey, cannot stop you from running up the field when you have every right to. It's refreshing. This is an actual debate. So we now know in America the only place you can have a debate is in a court where the judge decides to be fair. It's the only place left. Here's the judge slapping them again, although CMS, that's the agency implementing this, CMS spent pages and pages attempting to explain the need for mandatory COVID-19 vaccines when infection and hospitalization rates are dropping, Millions of people have already been infected, developing some form of natural immunity. And when people have been fully vaccinated still become infected, mandatory vaccines as the only method of prevention, the judge writes, makes no sense. Thank you. Thank you very much. Been at this for months, following the science. So, devastating ruling. Great news, though. I sent a ton of email out last night. So many people, Lee, in my inbox, break my heart because they're over Thanksgiving. They're with their families and they're sitting around going, I'm going to be fired. And if they're all healthcare workers, a lot of them, I'm going to be fired. I'm going to be fired. I'm going to be fired. I mean, what a way to spend your Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And for what, this judge is asking. So it's going to be very interesting to see among these people, especially healthcare workers here in the upstate, do their employers carry on their own, which they can do at this point anyway. There'll probably be more litigation about that. Do they carry on their own and just fire people who don't have the vaccine anyway? Or do they say, I don't know, any attorney for a healthcare employer in the upstate who reads this decision?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah, that's. There's gonna be some meetings this morning.
I gotta tell you, all your fake vaccine stopped the spread. I'm here to tell you this morning, my friends, you work in the law department of Prisma, you sit down and do what I did. Read every word of this and envision your future, because the lawsuits for compensation among your fired employees will be cut and pasted from this. And if you don't have the studies backing up what you're doing, firing these people, then you better prepare to pay. Because it's not going to get better. If the Biden administration, which oversees the CDC, can't come up with the studies to back up their arguments on this vaccine mandate, I'm talking to you employers. I'm talking to some of you managers. Listen to me. I am trying to help you. You're going to have to pay out on this. If you can't come up with the studies, and if the Biden administration can't do it, you can't either. Just let them continue to work. Just leave them alone. It's what's in your best legal and financial interest.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
See, here they come. Folks, I can't imagine that this is a jobs holocaust, okay? How this is not a bigger story. I mean, local news, I know you local news people, listen to me. You going to do this story? Are you going to do it? The thousands and thousands, but the thousands of people right here in this county who are losing their jobs. Do you not care? I mean, just journalistically. You may not care as a human being because your head's so full of the propaganda from the government. But this is a great story. If I was your editor, I'd send you out to get it. Tell you to tell both sides. Just good journalism gets good ratings. Here's it. Let's just see my inbox. This is what it's here. We go again this morning. Tara, I am a nurse, and I was told my last day of work is Friday, December 3rd. I'm so sorry. This person's in Greenville. They denied my religious exemption. Could you send me a page of the copy of the 34-page document you read from today if I can have it? I'm trying to send it to HR so I can keep my job. I'm so sorry. You don't deserve this. You don't deserve this. And it's based on crockery. So here, look, I'm just going to say this morning because I know you executives who, and I know some of you listen. I get a kick out of it, actually. I've got a friend who repairs jets. And the thing he hears playing the most when cars pull up, and they're often cars with drivers, is our radio station playing. So I'm talking to you people, okay? Forget the politics of this. Forget the wine and cheese party. Forget the politics. Let me talk to you. We have gone crazy over this shot. Okay, it's not left, it's not right. I've been hugely questioning of it, and I'm a Trump supporter. It's his shot. It's not Biden's shot. It's one of my greatest disappointments in Trump that he left us with this mess. He didn't know. He didn't know what he was. He didn't know how Biden would use it. But I'm here to tell you, if you're an executive, you need to either read this ruling yourself. And it's not that hard because there's really only about 10 relevant pages. The rest of it is standing. And yeah, so all of standing to sue, so all that stuff. you need to read this ruling or you need to send it over to legal this morning. Okay? You need to read it. And you need to let legal tell you without fear what is in it. Because this is a problem for you. What you have right here is the basis for the lawsuit by the employees you are firing, apparently for no reason. Because let me tell you what, if OSHA and the Biden administration, with all the resources of the CDC, cannot make basic scientific arguments, as the judge points out, in support of their mandate and in support of the shot stopping the spread, they could not do it. These arguments are going to be in the lawsuit against you by your employees. Now, look, if you just want to pay out a ton of money, I mean, be my guest. But you're running that risk. These are the arguments. Yes, I know this is a ruling about the federal vaccine mandate. I get that. And whether the federal government has the constitutional authority to do that. I get that, too. Right. So these are some different arguments. I understand that. But read the part. Have your legal department look again at the part. Because if you as an executive are just listening to CNN, you have been so misled and it's going to cost you a lot of money. Let me read you the most devastating line in this ruling by this judge ending these vaccine mandates for now. The evidence CMS relied upon in rejecting that alternative, talking about alternative accepting natural immunity, is not provided. You're smart. Listen to me. The evidence CMS relied upon in rejecting that alternative is not provided. I'm talking to you executives. I'm talking to you upper managers. When it came down to it, the federal government could not play ball. They don't have the studies because they lie. You got money in the market? Did you see Jerome Powell lie about inflation, lie about transitory? He was lying. I told you that in February before he used the word. I told you we would have the inflation. Then we had it. I told you he was lying. They're lying about this too. Now let's look at the plaintiff's side. People who were on the verge of being fired here. Let's see what they did. Were they able to prove their point? They were. How many studies? One, two, three, four, five, six. This is what you're up against in court. that vaccine doesn't stop the spread. It doesn't. I wish it did. I was so excited when it came out. I thought it was the third wonder of the world that Trump could do this in a year, because I've studied vaccine. I've won reporting awards for my work on the flu vaccine and how effective it actually is. That was a big lie, that one. And how they hide the effectiveness years later. They're still, the pharmaceutical industry is still up to its old tricks. And when it came down to it, you won't win. So unless you just feel generous this morning, you want to pay these employees a lot of money, I would sit down with legal and this decision, it does apply to you. Even if you're implementing a corporate vaccine mandate and not Joe Biden's, it doesn't matter. All that science they told you was out there, it's a lie. And shame on you if you're in medicine for not knowing this. Shame on you. You folks at the big hospitals, you have no excuse. You should know this. You shouldn't have to be taught it by a judge. These studies have been out there for a long time. Let me read you another one, because you better be prepared to defend this in court. The judge wrote, if boosters are needed 6 months after being fully vaccinated, then how good are the COVID-19 vaccines, and why is it necessary to mandate them? If you cannot answer that with a study, and the Biden administration couldn't do it. That's why they lost. If you can't right now do that, if you can't pull up the studies, if your lawyers can't pull up the studies, stop it. Just stop it. Don't cause people to lose their homes and their jobs and have to go home and tell their kids there's not going to be a Christmas. Don't do it. It's not morally right. It's not scientifically accurate. And it is a major liability for your corporation. Half the city wants this PDF now. And you know what it is? It's a thing of wonder, really. I mean, it is the first unfiltered by the media and by social media actual scientific debate I've seen on this. And the Biden administration lost. And you will too. You will too in court. I know it seems the whole world's going the other way, but I'm telling you, this one's going to turn on you. Do not get rid of the mandate. I'm telling you, you will thank me for this. I am trying to save you a lot of money right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I swear, every day, folks, every day it gets crazier out there. You ready for this one? Among things we must cover up. Wikipedia considers deleting entry on mass killings under communism. Look, it was only 100 million. No big deal. Probably more like 200, but whatever, we'll round down. The Wikipedia entry for mass killings under communist regimes is reportedly under threat of being removed from the platform. Over claims, are you ready for this? Of bias. Just biased on behalf of the victims. Shame on you. The UK Daily Telegraph, reports that a Wikipedia entry which details mass killings under communist regimes is at risk of deletion over claims of bias within the entry. The Wikipedia page, which outlines the details of millions of people under one-party communist regimes such as Soviet Union and China, has been flagged for deletion. God help us. The problem is that some of the Wikipedia editors reportedly disagree on blaming mass genocide on communist ideology. Oh, gee, what caused it? Oh, my. The entry lists the actions of communist figures such as Chairman Mao, Stalin, Pol Pot, and Kim Jong-il, just to name a few. That's where we are, folks. This is a serious debate we are actually having. I just shake my head. And then, this will be old news for you if you listen to this show, but not for many people. Jerome Powell. Okay. If you're an investor and Jerome Powell's talking, listen to what he says. Listen very closely to what he says. He's a chairman of the Fed. Listen to what he says and then just assume the opposite. Just reverse everything he's saying. Because if Jerome Powell is speaking, he is lying. And I've been telling you that for a long time. I told you the inflation was coming before it did. I told you what would cause it. It was the Biden stimulus package because we were going to print and borrow a record amount of money in a record time. We have never before, nor has any other human society, printed $1 trillion in 4 months. It's never been done, so we didn't know what would happen, but we did know there would be big inflation. That's what's causing the prices at the grocery store. We haven't gotten the money out of the system yet. It's still rolling around. It hasn't been properly absorbed. Jerome Powell knows that. Heck, if your humble host, who is a mom who does a radio show on the side, can figure this out, I assure you our Fed chairman can too. Here he is, the hypocrite in chief, retiring the term transitory, which I told you from the first time he used it was a total lie. Now he admits he's lying, was lying this summer. Now he admits that inflationary high prices are here to stay. And they're only admitting, by the way, that they're going to stay through the summer of 2022. That, too, is a lie. They'll go through at least 2024. Just based on the borrowing and printing schedule we're going to have to do to pay for what Congress has done. Jerome Powell knows this, too. But he's still lying to you. But at least he's walking this back, 6 months? After I told you it was the case? 6 months? And I'm not even a Fed chairman. Maybe I should be.
The word transitory, to many, it carries a sense of short-lived. We use it to mean that it won't leave a permanent mark in the form of higher inflation. I think it's probably a good time to retire that word.
What a crock. When asked specifically, how long is transitory? 3 months? He agreed. The problem is now is 3 months is over. In fact, 6 is, basically. So he can't lie about that anymore, so he's retiring the word. Here's Joe Biden repeating that lie as he did all summer.
Some folks have raised worries that this could
be... By the way, this is from the summer. This is not from now.
Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation. Our experts believe, and the data shows, that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and expected to be temporary.
Right. And the reason they did this, folks, the reason they told that lie over the summer was very simple. Because they needed cover. Oh, it's only temporary. They needed cover because they wanted to pass the infrastructure bill and to build back better bill so they could ka-ching, 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 ka-ching and run the printing press for the degrading the dollar and jacking prices up at the grocery stores. That's why they were telling that lie this summer, because this was the lead up to the run at those two bills. The only person who got this right yesterday was Senator John Kennedy talking to you about the government financial and regulatory heads, talking heads in this country. He described them perfectly yesterday.
The experts who have been advising you have pretty much the same credibility as those late-night psychic hotlines. We've got to get control of inflation. It's ravaging our people.
Yes. Nice and simple, also true. Also true. So incredibly frustrating, but, you know, glad they're telling you the truth. Now, again, the question is, if they're admitting the lies they were telling 6 months ago now, what are they lying to you about now? What are they lying to you about financially right now? I'll tell you what it is so we can go back and refer to the day I told you. So it'll be old news when it hits and you'll be prepared, which is what I do here. It's not going to end in the summer. It's not going to end in the spring. That's a lie. And he knows it. Had a great interview on not too long ago with the world's foremost, one of the world's foremost experts in inflation. That is what he does. He thought it would end in the spring, too, of 2024. And he begged them to stop printing money. So if you want to know, and that's just, and folks, these things aren't hard to know, okay? Because COVID isn't causing this. So they pretend, well, COVID's causing this, so we can't know, and we just don't know what the cycle, but no, COVID does not cause inflation. Only one thing causes inflation, government printing of money. There is nothing else on earth that causes inflation. It has always been this way since ancient times, and it always will be this way. It's really, really easy to understand. A sixth grade class could do it. Unfortunately, the reporters at CNN Business, CNBC, places like that, and even Fox Business in many cases cannot comprehend this. I do not know why. But it is maddening. This is Steve Henke, economics professor at Johns Hopkins, one of the few people telling the truth. He is also considered to be one of the world's foremost experts in inflation.
This is utter rubbish, what you've just played. Inflation is always a monetary phenomenon. It's how much money the Federal Reserve and the commercial banking system is creating. And they've got so much money excess in the monetary bathtub right now that no matter what they do, if they completely cut the spigot off and didn't put anything in, we'd still have a big inflation problem that will last through 2024. We're up at around, I predicted a year ago, we'd be at 6% by the end of this year. Well, it looks like we're going to be pretty close to that. And we'll have the same number next year and the same number the next year and probably pretty close to that the next year. So we have a persistent inflation problem. And the problem really goes back to Chairman Powell.
Bingo.
In February testimony, he had a back and forth with Senator Kennedy from Louisiana. And at that point, Powell said the money supply doesn't make any difference. It's irrelevant what's going on with the money supply. Right. So it's incredible. A chairman of a central bank making a statement like that is just irresponsible.
Did you hear that? He's the only person willing to level with you. 6% this year, 6% next year, and 6% the year after that. That is wow. That is some inflation right there. And he's explaining why it's not going away. How was he able to know a year before? Well, Chairman Powell was still lying to you, and Psaki was lying to you, and Biden was lying to you and telling you it was going to be transitory. How did he know? Because all he had to do was look at the stimulus packages, and yes, including the ones passing under Trump, and see how much the printing press would have to run. Wasn't hard to do. Wasn't hard to do. But we might have come out of it okay if we had stopped in February. That's what everybody, why, this is why Larry Summers was screaming in February. But they wouldn't stop, and they don't want to stop. Have you been following the career of the swimmer? You should. Leah Thomas. Yeah, great season she's having. Swims for University of Pennsylvania, but a very bright future ahead for Leah. Shattered two records in the last couple of weeks. Very exciting. According to Swim, Thomas has come in and blasted the number one 200 free time and the second fastest 500 free time in the nation on Saturday. Also breaking the Penn program, Pennsylvania's swimming program, records in both events. So blasted the number one 200 free time and the second fastest, set the second fastest 500 free time in the nation on Saturday. Was so close on that second one, that record is expected to fall too. Why do I not sound excited about this? Because Leah was born Will, and Will is a man, or was a man, but now says he's a woman. I feel so bad for the biological woman whose record he erased. I can't imagine what that's like. Somewhere in the country, some woman is sitting there Can you imagine holding the record in something? Most of us will never do that. We'll never hold the record in anything. Even knowing you did it 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there's one special thing about you and how hard you work to do it. Even with your natural talent. Just knowing that. And what you would feel to know no other woman in the country can beat you. Your record stands. And then some guy who was a mediocre swimmer for Penn State, wipes it out, takes that from you. And his name will always be there as if he did something special. It would eat me up. But maybe there's better people than me out there who can pretend. So we pretend so many things in this country. This whole show is about what we pretend. Yeah, now it used to be about right versus left. It's not even that anymore. It's about trying to claw our way back every day to reality. And I feel so bad for the woman who set that record because it was stolen from her. And we know that. Because when Leah was Will, he scored spots in a few tournaments with his times and did manage to earn a few wins, no records. But now Leah Thomas is the big name to watch in swimming. Folks, I got to ask this question. Are we going to have women's sports? Seriously, are we going to? Because you know what's going to happen. These coaches have to win. You can keep a job, right? You're going to go find boys, biological males, who, if you DNA test them on the spot, which it would say they are male. It doesn't matter what you tuck and what you nip and what you inject. It doesn't matter. And if you go through puberty as a boy, you're always going to have an advantage, just like Leah will. So what's it going to do? The top players in men's sports will be men, and the top players in women's sports will be men too. Men who kind of look like women. This is not okay. Not okay. Okay, I'm sorry. University of Pennsylvania is not Penn State. I issued the correction on that one. Texter writes, Tara, regardless of what they write down, her record still stands because that guy did not break her record. No, that was not fair. But pretending it is. Texter writes, my something, there's a word missing there, will be forced to get the shot next Saturday. I think they mean wife. My something will be forced to get the shot by next Saturday if she wants to keep her job. Was told no for religious grounds. She works for St. Francis, WTH. Texter writes, we need to stop referring to sports as men's and women's and start calling them XX and XY sports. Well, I have to think about that. Yeah, but no, that's even less honest. I think it just all has to be mixed. Actually, you know what? Honestly, just get rid of women's sport. Let's go ahead and finish it off while we just have one big sport for everybody, and we'll just watch men compete. Because they're going to wax the women.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.